The City That Drains Itself. Machu Picchu sits on top of a mountain in Peru, 7,900 feet above sea level, wrapped in clouds, surrounded by steep green peaks that drop away into river gorges far below. When the American explorer Hiram Bingham arrived there in 1911, he had been searching the Andes for lost Inca cities. A local farmer named Melchor Arteaga told him there were ruins up on the ridge. Bingham paid Arteaga to guide him up. The path was steep, muddy, and tangled with vines. When they reached the top, Bingham saw stone walls emerging from the jungle, terraces, staircases, buildings with windows perfectly framed to look out over the valley below. Bingham thought he was discovering something the world had forgotten, but Arteaga already knew it was there. Local families had always known. Some had even been farming on the old terraces. What Bingham found was a stone city so perfectly built that it looked almost impossible. The walls were made of granite blocks cut so precisely that you cannot fit a knife blade between them. Not a hair, not a sheet of paper. No mortar holds the stones together, just the perfection of the cuts, each block shaped to lock against its neighbors like the pieces of a three-dimensional puzzle. And this city sits in an earthquake zone. The ground shakes regularly, but the stones don't crack when the earth moves. They bounce slightly, shift a tiny amount, and settle right back into place. The builders designed the joints to flex on purpose. But the most astonishing part of Machu Picchu is what you can't see. The city gets 77 inches of rain a year. That's more than 6 feet of water falling on a mountaintop. Picture it, a city on a steep ridge, with walls of stone and plazas of flat ground, getting drenched day after day during the rainy season. Any normal structure built on a slope in that much rain would become a mudslide within a few years. The water would pool, soak into the foundations, loosen the soil, and the whole thing would slide off the mountain. Machu Picchu has been standing for more than 500 years. The secret is underneath. 60% of the construction at Machu Picchu is underground, completely invisible. Beneath the plazas, beneath the temples, beneath the terraces, the builders laid deep foundations of crushed rock and gravel, layer after layer, each layer made of a different size of stone. Big rocks at the bottom, smaller gravel above, sand and topsoil on the surface. These layers work like a giant filter. Rain falls on the surface, sinks through the topsoil, passes down through the gravel, and is channeled through carved stone drains that route the water out the sides of the mountain. The water never pools. It never sits. It never has a chance to soak into the foundations and weaken them. It's always moving downhill through the hidden drainage system, exactly the way the builders planned. On the surface, you see a beautiful city, white granite glowing in the mountain sunlight, green terraces stepping down the slopes, doorways framing views of peaks and clouds. Underneath, invisible, is engineering so careful that rainwater from a storm today follows the same path the builders designed more than 5 centuries ago. The Inca builders had no iron tools. They shaped granite with harder stones, hammering and grinding with patient precision. They had no wheels. They had no writing as we usually think of it, no alphabet, no script, though they kept complex records using knotted strings called quipu. They had no cranes or pulleys or any of the machines that builders use today. What they had was stone, time, and a deep understanding of how water moves through rock and soil. An understanding so thorough that they could engineer a drainage system to handle 6 feet of rain a year on a mountaintop, using nothing but gravel and gravity and carefully carved channels. They built for the conditions that actually existed, earthquakes, rain, steep slopes, not the conditions they wished for. They didn't pretend the mountain was flat or the rain was gentle. They looked at what was real and engineered for it. And the city they built is still standing, still draining, still flexing in earthquakes, right now, today. The local farmer who showed Bingham the way up knew what the archaeologists hadn't figured out yet. You don't need to discover something that was never lost. You just need to pay attention to the people who already know it's there.